with respect, said the eye wheel. May we know your plan?
Julia frowned. I need to see a real-time visual feed of their operational location. Is that possible?
A rudimentary one is available, said the seahorse. Shall we scale it to your perceptual height?
Suddenly, ghostly images filled the area beneath the dataform's overarching curve. It was a low, oval corridor with consoles along one side, cables taped to the wall, unidentifiable equipment stacked further back, while five forms lay strapped into couches placed lengthwise along the other wall. They all wore close-fitting VR bands that enclosed the eyes and ears, while their hands were buried in Kia modules. Drips led to arms and throats. Evacuation tubes trailed to round containers under the couches, and several neural leads ran from scalps to a junction console nearby. Even with their faces half obscured, Julia knew them. Irenia, Torold, Arkady, and Konstantin. It felt like an age since she had thought about them or even recalled their faces to mind. They don't deserve this horror, she thought. I have to get them out somehow. And finally, last in line, was herself, motionless in the couch. Pointing at her own body, she turned to the subservicers. I wish to be transferred into the organic cortex of this sentient, she said. Can it be done?
Context of regret and honesty, said the Hourglass AI. Our analysis of this individual reveals significant neural damage. Our shadow system is more efficient than that of the intruders, said the seahorse. Our diagnoses of their operation are more encompassing and more accurate. These five lifeforms are being used as networked bioprocessors to direct the launch and guidance of several hundred missiles. Regretfully, only two of them retain persona coherence.
Which ones are those? Julia said. The seahorse rose up and used a blue beam to point at Irenia and Konstantin.
The others no longer exhibit such brain activity signifiers, although their neural pathways are being used for high computation by task-dedicated cognitions.
Harry was suddenly more alert and focused.
Are these cognitions running from cortical implants?
Yes, said the seahorse. One possible method would be for the eminential to be transferred directly into the implant on the indicated individual, overwriting the cognition currently installed.
Smiling widely, Harry nodded.
But that scale of intervention would trip their alerts, so we need a diversion, and we need to make it look as if it came from outside the great hub.
This would be difficult, the seahorse said. We have no access to any resources out in the external.
But we do. Can you tap into the subspace data flow and send a message on a particular channel?
Yes, but who will be receiving?
Yes, Julia said. Who? Harry grinned.
A certain drone AI currently leading the Vor a merry chase.
Chapter 35. Chell. Despair weighed heavily upon him, as if his bones had turned to stone.